This are the Tory about Adam and Eve. Now God done make a garden in a Eden, and he put Adam and Eve in a day. He planted all kind of tree them, good tree for bear nice fruit. God then make a river, water can done for make things grow good and nice. Now, in the middle of the garden, he plant two tree. He plant the tree of life, and he plant the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, before God make Eve, God talk to Adam, and he tell him, he say, Adam, that tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you go eat the fruit from every tree except that tree, cause if you do, you're going to be dead for sure. Now, the snake been the most low-down animal in the whole world, who write all the trick them in the book. So, he turned to Eve and say, God no really say, Putro, that you can yet no fruit tall from none of all the tree them in the garden. No, say Eve, not such a thing. Of course we can yet the fruit them. Only the fruit them from the tree in the middle of the garden. God say, are we not for touch? Cause if are we do, are we gone straight or found out? Are we go dead for true? Come now, hiss the snake. Then not your tall. Are you not go dead? Are your eye go open? Just like a God own. If are you nyam that fruit? Are you gonna know everything in the whole world, both good and bad? So the woman get well convinced. But what the snake say? She look on the fruit, and she see them fresh and nice, and he go make she wise and everything. So she pick one of them, and she nyam the fruit. Then she gave one to Adam, and he nyam them too. Now, all this time they did it naked as a barn, and no trouble tall. But the minute they put that fruit in their mouth, they come shame like a dog, and start to cover themselves with leaves and thing. Now, late in the day, them hear God walk about in the garden, and so they try to hide from me among the tree them. But God call out, Adam, Adam, he say, where you there? Where you there? And Adam say, I hear you. Me hide from you, cause me no got nothing tall upon me. And naked. I me no want you for see me, so. Then God say, who tell you naked? Adam, you yet the fruit. I tell you no for badder. And Adam say, did she Eve bring him to me? Then God turned to Eve. Woman, he say, how in the world you could do such a thing? And she say, tis that snake there who make me do him. The snake, he fool me. And so God said to the snake, I going to put curse upon you, punish you to the max. I going to make you crawl upon your belly, and yet the very dirt you crawl upon. From now on, you and the woman going to be stone enemy. And for your descendants and for she descendant going to always got trouble, always got war. And one as she descendants going to crush for your head, and you going to strike for your heel. Then he said to the woman, let me tell you something. From now on, you're going to bring your children them in a world under ton load of pain and suffering. And you're going to desire to be in charge, but your husband going to command you. Adam, he say, me not done with you. You let your wife command you and nyam the fruit. But I've been tell you no for do so. I'm going to put curse from the very ground you depend. Watch ya. You're going to scratch the earth who try to make a living. All the days of your life. The ground gonna grow plenty kasha and chok plant them. You gonna walk your tail off and sweat like a hass in the sun for grow your own food till the day you dead. But I know all. You gonna go right back there in the ground when you dead. In the same dirt I take for make you. Cause you come from dust and in the same dust you bong for return. Then God take animal skin for make clothes for put pan Adam and Eve. Then God say, look pan am, them come like one are we. Them no good, them no bad. No, they must never ever put their hand and take the fruit from the other tree. From the tree alive and live forever. So God threw Adam and Eve out of the garden. Then he put Adam for walk the land, cause that what he have to do. Sweat like a horse and walk all the days of life like a mule. God put an angel for guard the place east of Eden, and he put an infernal sword burn with fire and flash back and forth day and night for guard the way to the tree of life.